What's the time, Dale?
It's 1 minute to seven!
1 minute to seven? We've got to get to the studio for the Hog Silly Show, quick!
Oh, Bob! Peter, before you ring your bell, just been down in New York town. Done my...
You are here listening to Hog City, trying to listen to us at Doonside, but you're also listening to us at Blacktown at the moment. So we're trying to get the song up now.
Blacktown, drop your STL, please.
We'd love you to do that right now. Thank you very much. This is Hog City with Dale and Rob. Here comes...
But please don't drop that STL in public.
No. Here comes the delicatessen song, You Two with Salami.
Baby, don't bite.
Hey, it's great to be back in the studio, isn't it, Rob?
We're back!
This is Hog City with Robert Linus and Dale Sadler, and we've got some really great tracks lined up for you tonight.
We have some fantastic music, ladies and gentlemen. We are taking the airwaves.
We are. We've got some Peter Andre.
Yes.
Colette's.
Patrick Hernandez.
Oh, that's one of my all-time favourites.
Fantastic guy.
Great. Can we get one of those on right now?
I think so, Dale.
Beauty, I'm looking forward to this.
Let's go with Pussyfoot.
Oh.
With your hands up, you bums. Oh, I mean, your hands up, comma, you bums.
It's an offence to own a copy of Collett's Raise the Roof in this state.
Oh, no, Rob, what are we going to do? They've taken all our records.
All our good stuff. The crappy records police have been in and taken all the good stuff.
Oh, perhaps a knight's got some good things.
I think, hey...
he hasn't. I've had a look.
There's something in the turntable. What? Who's this guy?
Nick Cave.
Well,
sorry, listeners, we'll have to give it a go, I'm afraid.
Tower of Song.
What's it called?
Tower of Song.
Oh.
I'm a singer in the Tower of Song.
Thanks, Nick.
Okay, now. 1, 2, 3, 4.
I had no choice. I was born like this in the Golden Boys. 27 angels from the great beyond. Oh, well, they tied me to this table right here in the Tower of Song.
You can stick your needles in a voodoo doll. I'm sorry, baby, but it don't look like me at all. I'm standing by the window where the light is strong. They don't let a woman kill you in the Tower of Song.
I've grown bitter, bitter. Of this you may be sure. The rich have got channels in the bedrooms of the poor. And there's a mighty judgment, but it won't be long. But I may be wrong. You see, you hear these funny voices. In the Tower of Song. Oh, yeah. The guitar. The bass. The drums, so nice. Every hour in the Tower of Song. As you stand on the other side, I don't know how the river gets away, but I love you, baby. Away, baby. Oh,
but I feel so close that we ever that we lost, but I'll never love to lose you again. Tired of song. Tired of song. Tired of song. I'm speaking to you sweetly from the dark song. And now you can say that I've grown bitter, but of this you can be sure. The rich have got the channels and bad will not be poor. And there's a mighty judgment coming, but it won't take long. Tyrants.
That was Nick Cave with Tower of Song.
What a song.
And that was originally written by Leonard Cohen. And you've probably heard in the song that Nick thinks Lennon's about 1,000 floors above him in that Tower of Song.
I'm sure you did hear that. You probably also heard that great, what's the word, Dale? Come on, help me here. I'm
belch.
Stuck. That's the
belch.
Word. Yeah, the great belch right in the middle of it. And that's the first time I've ever heard Nick Cave doing an Elvis Presley impersonation. Wasn't it beautiful?
Oh, didn't we play an Elvis song in the middle there? Was that all Nick?
Oh,
actually, that's incredible.
That is amazing, isn't it?
Oh, wow. Dear. He could earn a living in Las Vegas with that voice. Listen, Rob, we've got a special song next.
Suzanne Vega.
And did you know that blood makes noise?
It does, and this is for Vanessa, the most beautiful woman in all the world.
Thanks, Rob.
Here it comes. And there it goes.
This is Ground Control calling Major Tom. Tom the Piper's son.
This is Major Tom. I'm in trouble up here, ground control. I can only get triple M and a playlist of 14 songs.
The suicide pill is in the second drawer.
Great Morrissey for all you out there who want to slash your wrists.
This is Swah FM you're listening to at the moment.
And make no mistake, that's Robert Linus, not me.
No. And the phone number, if you do want to call us, which you probably won't, is 83215 and then 22s after that.
And I mean, please do call us. We're a bit lonely in here. We've just got thousands of CDs. We can play almost anything you want.
Yes, just about anything you want. Any Michael Jackson, any Prince, any girlfriend, anything like that. Ooh,
and there's the phone now. So let's go straight into the song and we'll come back to that afterwards.
Good idea, Dale.
It's coming.
Taking over me. she is sublimation. She is the essence of thee. She is concentrating on he, chosen of she. Intoxicated by thee, she has the slow sensation that he is levitating with she. La dunu ai, I spin so ceaselessly till I lose my sense of gravity. I'm dancing barefoot.
What is it that calls us? Why must we pray screaming? Why must not death be redefined? We shut our eyes, we stretch out our arms, and we're all in a pane of glass. An asphyxiation, a fix on anything. The line of life, the limb of the tree, the hands of he, and the promise that she is blessed among women.
Patti Smith, Walking Barefoot. Didn't that sound just like a U2 kind of song kind of thing?
Do you know, Robert, it's funny you should say that, because U2 recorded a cover version of that exact song almost exactly the same as Patti did.
Ooh, Dale Sadler, the man in the know.
Thank you. And yeah, while we're talking about amazing things, what about that show The Extraordinary last night?
Wasn't that fantastic? That was.
I would say it was more extraordinary, Rob.
You're right, actually. It wasn't fantastic. It was.
And what about the Telly Savalas interview, hey, you know?
Yes.
The guy in the car.
Yeah.
I'll give you a lift. No. I mean, was that Michael Jackson or what?
I thought it was, whatever you do, don't smoke.
I think they lost all credibility they had when they let Telly do it.
Yes.
Now, I mean, get someone who's, you know, street smart. Someone like Tony Danza.
Tony Danza.
Then they would have had a show on their hands.
The man of the moment.
Well, let's get back to more extraordinary things, shall we?
Why not?
Okay.
Thank you for joining us live on the air.
My pleasure.
One nation under God has turned into one nation under the influence of one drug. Television, the drug of a nation, breeding ignorance and feeding radiation on television. The drug of a nation, breeding ignorance and feeding radiation. TV, its satellite links are United States of unconsciousness. Apathetic, therapeutic, and extremely addictive. The methadone metronome, pumping out 150 channels 24 hours a day. You can flip through all of them, and still there's nothing worth watching. TV is a reason why less than 10% of our nation reads books daily. Why most people think Central America means Kansas,
socialism means un-American, and apartheid is the new headache remedy. Absorbed in its world, it's so hard to find us. It shapes our minds the most. Maybe the mother of our nation should remind us that we're sitting too close to the television. The drug of the nation, breeding ignorance and feeding radiation on television. The drug of the nation, breeding ignorance and feeding radiation. TV is a stomping ground for political candidates, where bears in the woods are chased by Grecian formulated bald eagles. TV is mechanized politics, remote control over the masses, co-sponsored by environmentally safe gases. Watch for the PBS special. It's a perpetuation of the two-party system, where image takes precedence over wisdom, where soundbite politics are served to the fast food culture, where straight teeth in your mouth are more important than the words that come out of it. Race baiting is the way to get selected. Will he Horton or will he not get elected on television? The drug of the nation, breeding ignorance and feeding radiation on television. The drug of the nation, breeding ignorance and feeding radiation.
On the screen is an address where you can mail your tithe offering or gift of love.
Okay, got the idea? All right, now let's cut.
Is it the reflector or the director? Does it imitate us or do we imitate it? Because a child watches 1,500 murders before he's 12 years old. And then we wonder why we created a Jason generation that learns to laugh rather than abhor the horde. TV is a place where armchair generals and quarterbacks can experience firsthand the excitement of video warfare as the theme song is sung in the background. Sugar sweet sitcoms that leave us with a bad actor taste, while pop stars metamorphosize into soda pop stars. You saw the video, you heard the soundtrack. Well, now go buy the soft drink. Well, the only cola that I support would be a union COLA cost of living allowance on television. The drug of the nation, breeding ignorance and feeding radiation on television. The drug of the nation, breeding ignorance and feeding radiation. Back again, new and improved, we return to our irregularly programmed schedule, hidden cleverly between television, heavy-breasted beer and car commercials. CNN, ESPN, ABC, BCB, TNT, but mostly BS. TV is a place where the pursuit of happiness has become the pursuit of trivia, where toothpaste and cars have become sex objects, where imagination is sucked out of children by a cathode ray nipple. TV is the only wet nurse that would create a cripple. Television, the drug of the nation, breeding ignorance and feeding radiation on television. The drug of the nation, breeding ignorance and feeding radiation.
Hey, whoa! The Disposable Heroes of Hip-Hopprophecy with television, The Drug of the Nation.
And just back on Extraordinary for a second, Rob,
yes,
because it really was
on,
extraordinary.
And it was on television, The Drug of the Nation, of course.
What about those whales?
Weren't they amazing?
Were you convinced?
That yes, they made a trap for their trainer. Unbelievable. What did they say to each other? How'd it go?
Ooh, let's get him.
That's about it, Rob, I think.
Ooh, just bring him over. Ooh, here.
Oh, ow.
Okay, that's enough of that.
Thanks, Dale. We've got a song here. It's for a very good friend of mine. This is for Laura.
Hello, Laura.
How are you? I'm playing for you, girlfriend, because you said you wanted girlfriend, but it's not the type you think, because this is the song Girlfriend, not the band, by Matthew Sweet, and here he comes. I hope. Yes.